Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A new census report says that more and more women aren't having children, and we want to hear from you. How have you made the choice whether to have kids or not? You can let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can go to our website, thetakeaway.org. Now, Adora, Beatrice wrote in. You want to hear what she said?
Yep.
I think many women who want to have children are simply unable to find a husband. They meet few men, and many of them are not attractive, and I don't just mean physically attractive. Or they're not interested in a committed relationship. Women who can are having children without a partner or a husband, but many women don't want to do that. They want a partner to have children with.
Well, there's an opinion. Thank you very much, Beatrice.
And we're going to hear from more people, I suspect, when we get done with our conversation with Tanya Korapecki-Cox. She's a sociology professor at the University of Florida in Gainesville, and she has been looking at this issue for more than a decade. Tanya, let's just go over some of these numbers from the Census Bureau. They said that 20% of women ages 40 to 44 have no children, double the level of 30 years ago. What surprises, if any, are there in those numbers?
Well, we've seen estimates of about 16 to 20% for this cohort based on other data. So for those of us who've been following the numbers, it's not surprising. Now, the comparison to 30 years ago is an important one because, of course, 30 years ago, the women who were 40 to 44 had been the mothers of the baby boom. So those were actually some of the lowest levels of childlessness that we saw in the 20th century. So about 10% among the mothers of the baby boom has now doubled to about 20% among women born in the early 1960s.
What do we know about why women don't have children?
There's a variety of reasons. Often it is an issue of putting off marriage and childbearing until a later age. And we've seen that to be a much more common pattern now. It takes more education to compete in the current economy, and people want to feel ready. They want to feel settled in terms of where they are in their own lives. We do have a lot more choices, and it's become more socially acceptable to put off having children until a later age.
Yeah, you mentioned education. How much does education, how does it work as an influence on the decision for women to have kids?
Well, I think most people realize that combining education with a family is difficult, so they put off having children until they complete the education that they're striving for. And then for those women, they're putting off at least until their mid-20s, maybe late 20s. And then depending on finding a partner and getting settled in their own jobs, it may be put off even further. So we do see big differences based on education level.
Go ahead.
People with less than a high school education do tend to start childbearing at an earlier age.
I find the distinction between delaying having children and not having children to be, well, obviously an important one. But when we're looking at women between the ages of 40 and 44, I mean, really, what can you extrapolate from the fact you're childless then when for so many women, not so many, but an increasing number of women will go on after age 44 to adopt or to have in vitro or some other fertility assistance?
I think that's exactly right, that even at 40 to 44, we can't really predict whether these women have finished in terms of having children. And so that number may go lower over time. We are seeing that it's become more common for women to have their first child in their late 30s, in their early 40s. And so that's likely to continue.
What do we know about the number of children women are having, especially as they delay motherhood?
Well, right now, based on this same survey, the average number of children that women had by the time they were in their 40s was about 1.9. Now, that's just below the replacement level. Replacement is about 2. So we are having fewer children than, on average, we would need to replace ourselves in society. But 1.9 is actually on the high side compared to many highly industrialized countries in Europe, Japan, and Canada.
Okay, let's quit talking about numbers. Let's talk about something that's a little more fuzzy, and that is the cultural impact of women either delaying or foregoing motherhood.
Well, I think we still expect that most young people want to and expect to have children, but it's become much more acceptable to delay childbearing and to have no children at all. And so we do find that especially young people are quite tolerant of a range of choices and lifestyles. Now, we do see a difference in attitudes between women and men, and the women are generally much more supportive of the possibility of not having children at all compared to men.
Well, and I was also going to ask, you know, we used to have the mommy wars, right? Women who had children and stayed home, women who had children and worked outside the home. I'm wondering if we might be shaping up for another kind of conflict, people who have children and people who don't.
Well, some would argue that this kind of debate has been going on, and there are subcultures now of people with children and those without. So those without children find other people like themselves, and they have a supportive environment, and there's much less stigma attached to the idea of not having children.
Yeah, but if that stigma is reduced only because you're hanging around with other people who don't have kids, I mean, what does that say for society in general? It sounds like we're getting more polarized.
Possibly, but I think there's actually probably a lot of middle ground of people who've delayed childbearing or have debated among themselves whether or not to have children. So for those people, the childless are an understandable group. They were almost there themselves, and the parents are the common pathway that many people take, but
Right. There's
a lot of variety there.
All right. We should mention that you are the mother of children yourself.
That's correct.
All right. Two kids?
Two kids. And so I've been through that balance of trying to figure out whether
okay.
and when to have the kids.
All right. Thanks, Tanya. Tanya Korapeki-Cox, a sociology professor at the University of Florida in Gainesville.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
We're always on here at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook, FriendFeed, Twitter. And today we're following the ongoing conflict between Russia and Georgia and trying to make sense of the new inflation data.
We're also talking about that census report, more and more women delaying or not having children. We wanted to know how you were making that choice. Here's what one of you said.
This is Jonathan from the Lower East Side of New York City. I'm seeing somebody in a casual relationship, and she told me just a month ago in a text message that she's pregnant, and then followed it up about 2 weeks later with another text message that said she's keeping. So I learned that I'm a father, and I'm going to be a father by text. Seemed normal to her, strange to me.
Wow. Thanks for that.
We, of course, would love to hear your reaction to either text messages or your choice on parenthood, 877-8-MY-TAKE, mytakeatthetakeaway.org. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to The Takeaway.